Hello, my name is Will from FIU, Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, condo, or mobile home?
You know, I got a call like this yesterday, and I answered all the questions already. Is this a different survey or what?
Actually, we're giving a follow-up to the survey that you already took because you left it off at 75%. You only have 15% more to finish it.
How long do you need me for? I mean, I'm doing my business right now, and I can hardly. I'd like to help you. Once you say an educational institution, I'd like to help. But how long are you going to need my time for? Because I am
maybe
right now.
Yeah, maybe like 3 minutes, and we're done.
You got it. Hold on, I got to put you on speaker while I work. Hold on.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
I say other. I pay too much taxes because I'm a senior citizen and I'm not getting the full blast of what
okay.
I pay out.
Okay, can you please specify what do you mean by other?
Yes, I mean that the rich should pay their fair share so that I don't have to pay anything more. I'm paying for the rich and I'm tired of that.
Okay, thank you. Next, most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, that's 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly concerned?
I am extremely.
Okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Select three. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to family, proximity to job.
Wow, you gave me a plate full. Just one of them is location, for real.
Okay.
And
the other two?
That's the only reason I got there. The other thing is, if you could name them for me, I can stop you when I get to the other two.
Oh yeah, definitely. Schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate.
All right. It's price. You say the price of the, yeah. And
okay.
Go on, please. Uh-huh.
Walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to family, proximity to job.
I don't have a job. I create one for myself. I'm a senior citizen. I would say proximity to services.
If you got a category
like that, huh?
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between less to less than three, between three to less than five, between five to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20 years?
I don't know. I'm 73 right now. I pray that I get another 40 more years on top of this. So I don't know. It depends on when I can afford to walk up the stairs. Uh-huh.
Well, let's be hopeful and let's say that more than 20 years. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay. What is your gender? Do you identify as male, female, or something else?
I think my voice is telling you that I'm male, all male from day one.
Yeah, I truly apologize. I'm just not supposed to assume gender nowadays. You know how it is. Now, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
My wife and I live there. Mm-hmm.
Two? Okay. Any children under 12 years old?
My children are 52 and 47, and we are the only ones who live there.
Okay. You are married, you said?
51 years.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college grad, graduate degree?
College grad.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. What is your racial, what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black American, Asian, Native American?
I don't answer those questions. So you can mark an X there. I don't answer that. It, to me, that that's a question that's irrelevant.
Okay. Now, what languages are spoken often at home? Is always in English, or you speak other languages?
It's always in English, but I speak Spanish also fluently, and I know, I know a little bit of French. I know a little bit of French also.
Nice, you're bilingual. Please tell me which is the income range for your household: less than 20, 20 to 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, or 100 plus.
Probably about 100.
Okay, thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
It's my pleasure. No worries. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Yeah.